Good morning. My blog for today is part one of The Earth Shook. If you had never experienced an earthquake before November 2016, then you were in for a mighty learning curve when only a couple of minutes past midnight on Monday 14th November, the earth shook. Usual survival tactics are to crawl as fast as you can under a bed, a solid table, or to take shelter beneath the frames of solid doors. Apart from waking us up from our slumbers, each of us no doubt recall the horror of getting ourselves safely through two merging earthquakes of a magnitude of 7.8. Some of us might still remember the Napier earthquake way back in 1931, or more recently look back to the Christchurch earthquake on 22nd February 2012. I point out these milestones in our lives only to inform you that each of those pale in size to this earthquake that has come to be known as the Kaikoura earthquake. We were wrong to surmise that that was the last of it, come 5 minutes past midnight. However, how wrong could we all have been, when even a few days ago, now in May 2017, we are still experiencing the aftershocks, be they far smaller, but nonetheless, still tremors of the earth that shake our sensibilities to alert mode, the strongest of which has been recorded at 6.2. And when the earth shakes, all hell breaks loose in the countryside, as well as in the cities. It's not just man-made buildings that have been shaken to their very core. It is the God-made earth that has suffered big time this time. Massive landslides have severed main trunk lines on our roads as well as our railway routes. Ferocious storms that were unrelenting followed the devastation of the shaking of the ground. Towns, both large and small, were, and in some cases still, isolated. We are lucky in that only two deaths were recorded as a direct result of the massive shaking up of our peace. Had the quakes happened 12 hours before or after, we would have experienced untold deaths and injury simply because of the working day activities. And it is, as it is, we were reprieved in that it happened during the night when most people were at home asleep in their beds. The severity of the actual jolt, located 15 kilometres beneath the surface, was felt the entire length and breadth of New Zealand, causing Marlborough to actually relocate itself 2 metres to the north. Kaikoura itself was severed from the north and the south through horrendous damage to power, communications, water, landslides and other structural damage to the earth. And that's the end of part one. Thank you for reading my blog. Please comment below and share my link. And this is Debbie Nicholson.